USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
Many Americans are concerned the U.S. economy is in a recession, but White House economic advisor Jared Bernstein is disputing those concerns, pointing to a few factors measured by the National Bureau of Economic Research on Fox News.
In 22 states, the unemployment rate is below 3%. That is an historical record. Retail sales strong, industrial production strong, personal consumer spending. These are the measures that that group looks at, and they are all flashing non-recession.
The common definition that economists use to define a recession is two consecutive quarters of the GDP shrinking. Wall Street with a case of the Mondays. At the closing bell, the Dow losing 643 points to close at 33,063. The S&P and NASDAQ were also off. You're listening to USA Radio News.
For eligible individuals 18 and older only, results vary. Audio effects do not simulate actual hearing aid experience. See website for details and important safety information.
How are your hearing aids sounding now?
A little tinny.
Okay, 2 seconds.
With hearing aids from Lively, everything is done remotely in the comfort of your home, from initial testing to adjustments.
How are they sounding now?
Fantastic. With Lively, you get premium Bluetooth-enabled hearing aids at thousands less than you might expect. Advanced hearing aid technology is now affordable and convenient. Your hearing aids are sent right to your door. And if you have any issues, we'll make adjustments 7 days a week for 3 years. No charge. Oh, you people at Lively are wonderful. With Lively hearing aids, you get free shipping, 3 years of follow-up care included free, plus a 3-year warranty with loss and damage coverage. You can't lose.
I hear better than I ever thought possible.
And now through Labor Day, get $300 off all rechargeable hearing aid models. Just go to listenlively.com. That's listenlively.com. listenlively.com.
Anthony Fauci, President Biden's chief medical advisor and the government's top infectious disease official, says he'll step down in December. Kentucky Republican Senator Rand Paul saying on Twitter that Fauci's resignation will not prevent a full-throated investigation into the origins of the pandemic. The Senate and House are not in session on Monday, which is giving Senate Minority Leader from Kentucky Mitch McConnell some time to campaign for former U.S. Attorney Russell Coleman's campaign, who's running to be Kentucky's next Attorney General in 2023. While speaking in Georgetown, Kentucky, he says he believes the Biden administration is pretty far left.
So I can't think of many ways they haven't mismanaged this economy. Whether or not they'll end up paying a price for it this fall is unclear.
Thanks for listening. We are USA Radio News.
Hi, I'm Wayne Allyn. If you like my radio show, you're going to love my podcast, War Raw. Each podcast, I present my top 10 most outrageous, salacious, and controversial stories of the week. I break down the best of the best raw truth stories for conservatives, libertarians, patriots, taxpayers, Trumpers, and deplorables. Anyone who appreciates God, guns, gold, and tax cuts will stand up and cheer for War Raw. Check out this week's War Raw podcast right now. It's available to download at iTunes, Spotify, iHeart, or wherever you listen to podcasts. War Raw.
War Raw.
Indiana Republican Governor Eric Holcomb is the latest top-level U.S. politician to visit Taiwan. According to a statement from his office, Holcomb's 4-day visit will focus on economic exchange and semiconductors in particular.
The Indiana-Taiwan agreement is focused on building upon those economic ties and critical industries, as you mentioned, like semiconductors, ag, bioscience.
China has condemned the recent string of visits by U.S. politicians to Taiwan. A judge is speaking out regarding a highly publicized search warrant.
U.S. government officials have not presented enough evidence to keep the search warrant executed at President Trump's home shielded from the public. Magistrate Judge Bruce Reinhart ruled on Monday. The judge did say the government has met its burden of showing its interests, outweighing public access to unsealing the entire affidavit. But the government has not yet sufficiently argued that portions of the document should not be made public. Thursday is the deadline to turn over the document in a case that has called out the FBI and the Department of Justice of attacking their political rivals. From the West Coast USA Radio News Bureau, I'm Lance Pry.
Another round of primaries is set for Tuesday, this time in Florida and New York. In the Sunshine State, possible opponents for Republican Governor Ron DeSantis include Democratic Congressman Charlie Crist, or State Agriculture Commissioner Nikki Fried. For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.